Okay, so my name is Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 20th of August, 2009, and the time is 9:15 a.m. If I could ask you to tell us your name, age, and where you come from, please.
My name is Paul Hoyle. I'm 47 years old, and I'm originally from Lancaster in the Northwest, but I've been in London now for probably over 20 years, so... More of a Londoner than a Northerner, really.
And what was it you came down to London originally? Why was it you came down to London?
I just came down to London to see how it was, really, and never went back. It all sort of fell into place. I moved from Lancaster to Manchester and then ended up in London, really.
So, when was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
Actually bumped into Anthony Gormley at the launch of the next sculpture for the fourth plinth, that thing. And he was talking about it then. That's when I first heard about it, so I just looked out.
So what
What
inspired you to put your name forward?
I just thought I might as well give it a go, really. This inspiration, not sure. Just sounded like quite a cool idea.
So what is it you're going to be doing when you're at home?
No idea again. It's really open to anything.
And what does the experience on the plinth kind of mean to you? What does the project as a whole kind of say to you?
It's sort of interesting the way that it is open to everybody. And that anything could happen, really. It just seems quite an interesting project. And the very fact that it's one person, an hour, 24 hours, 100 days, it seems quite a huge project, really. And
so what's your kind of specific interest in art then? You said you bumped into Anthony.
Yeah, well, I sort of got a lot of people involved in the art side of performance, or painting and drawing and dance and that sort of thing. Although I'm not involved in any way in that. I just seem to have gravitated towards those people as friends, I suppose. So just go along to openings and things like that.
And a bit of background about you, what is it you do with your time?
Right, currently I'm not doing a great deal with my time because I've been off work for probably about 3 years now, various health reasons. Before that, I worked for the Citizens Advice Bureau as an advisor, managed a few bureaus, then moved on to a law centre. So it's always been, I've always worked in the, I think it's called the third sector now, and always around advice and that type of thing.
And what got you into working in the third sector, or working for Citizens Advice?
I just think that there are many people that don't, or feel they don't have, are not heard in many ways, might be isolated, various reasons, and there's a sense of justice there, I suppose, and a need to be involved in ensuring that people's rights are protected and maintained, and that people can grow from any advice or support I may give, and that sort of thing. So it comes from real social, maybe even socialist principles.
And can you expand on that any more for the records?
Expand on it anymore? Well, because I suppose where it comes from, just talking about expanding that, where it comes from is that it's really my upbringing. I was born in the 60s, obviously. I'm mixed race. I lived in a small white town. On a sink estate. So my beginnings really weren't that easy, I suppose. That's not really how I view it, but that's how it could be viewed from the outside. So I've always had this sense that somehow people like myself and people from my background, my family and things, was treated as an underclass, and I think that still happens today. But I've never felt I've personally held back by that. So I think that's where it comes from. So there's, I suppose, there's a passion, there's a certain amount of anger at the way people are treated. That really rules my life in many ways, I suppose.
And can you tell me about your interests in, I guess, the circle of people you hang around with working in the arts and the performance? Where, how did you come across this?
I suppose, I don't know, how did this happen? I'm really not sure, but maybe it's because, I don't know whether this is a general statement or not, but maybe it's because I'm gay and it does tend to appear to be a lot of gay people within the creative side of life, if you like. And it's just, I don't know, it just seems one of those things. It's obviously an attraction there for some reason. I am interested now, but I don't feel personally that creative, you know, of a bit, I don't know, it's stuck really where creativity is concerned, it might be.
So what would you say your particular interests are at the moment?
In
general, what are you into kind of exploring in your spare time?
Yeah.
Things you read, things you go to see?
Yeah, I just, at the moment, I just really take life as it comes. I'm sort of open to most experiences and have no focus, I suppose. That's one thing I don't have, is focus or discipline. That's two things I don't have, focus or discipline. So I just float along. Interests, no specific interest as such, far from an interest in people and life, and making help, trying to make life better, I suppose.
And what things would you say are most important to you?
Justice is probably the most important thing to me. And in the sense that I do believe, gosh, it's so difficult. What's most important? Because that means that sort of requires being able to I'm a bit lost now in my thinking. It's really difficult. What's most important? It's a tough question.
You say justice is kind of, you know, quite important to you. Do you think that's personal or more general?
It's on a personal and general. I think I get. No, maybe not so important to me because I feel strong enough and capable enough to be able to ensure that I'm not discriminated against in any way, really. I don't believe that's true for a lot of people with similar backgrounds. And more, I think the society is becoming more and more fractured and the new underclass is being created and that sort of thing. It does worry a little. So I think, yeah, perhaps what's important to me is that democracy and equality and that sort of thing are maintained and fought for.
How does it feel being part of the One Another Project, one of 2,400... Individuals.
Yeah, it feels I'm quite excited and quite nervous at the same time. I'm really happy to be part of it, though I feel that, again, because of my lack of discipline, I'm quite unprepared, to tell the truth. So I've really no idea what's going to happen.
Who would you say you're doing it for?
Myself, obviously myself. It's going to be a big challenge for me just being there. really. So yeah.
So how do you think the experience might affect you?
We'll see. I don't know how it might affect me.
What impact would you like the project as a whole to have on the outside?
Well, I hope it gives people an idea that art really is open, or can be really open to all. And anything, perhaps, can be interpreted as art if it has some substance, and I suppose in a way that, well, no, this has substance as an art project. But I think it's really interesting that the accessibility, the idea of the lottery, which is quite a good idea as well. And yeah, it's ever changing, moving, progressing, that sort of thing.
And how would you describe your emotional journey from finding, or from applying in the first place, finding out you'd been allocated a slot, to being here half an hour before you go?
Yeah, it's really been that old cliche. It's been a bit of a roller coaster, really, from excitement to fear to again excitement. Now it's just nerves, and I can deal with the nerves. I'm sure I'm not going to be jumping off.
So what are your closing thoughts on being part of the One Another project here on Trafalgar Square?
I'm really pleased to be here, really nervous to be here, and I'm just speechless now.
Cool, thank you very much.
Okay.